You guys, I can't thank you enough. I can't thank you for your hard work, for your heart, for even when you make a mistake, being willing to grow and change. Because I already feel like you'll walk out of this door better than what you did Saturday morning. We want to make sure it's the right mix of 33. If you're not in that mix, that doesn't mean you may not be a Chief Chiller someday. It just means you're not in 2013. That's all it means. And you need to be really honest and tell yourself that. It just wasn't my year this year. And if you want to do this again, then you got 365 days to get yourself ready. Because I watch girls come in today who have tried out in the past that had a fire that I've never seen. And that's awesome. That's women that are learning and growing. Every single one of you need to walk out with your head held high. Because there was no doubt in my mind that every single one of you has worked insanely hard to prepare for this moment. The hardest question to probably answer is, what are you looking for in a Kansas City Chiefs cheerleader? And for me, I need someone that is well-rounded or at least has the ability to be trained to those areas where they are maybe not as well-rounded. But when I sum it all up, you know, I need someone that is a performer, whether it's a performer through their dance or whether it's a performer through their speaking. I need someone that can literally light up a room. Someone that has that extra sparkle that people want to watch. Like I tell the girls, if they're supposed to be on this team, they're gonna be. So they just need to come after it, doing their very best, and then just let it unfold.
1, 2, 3, 4, okay. 5, 6, 7, okay. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7.
When we go into semifinals, we split all of our candidates that are our field candidates into three groups. We bring in choreographers that they haven't worked with, and they learn routines.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8.
Yes, we're having them learn something, but what I'm looking for is the dynamics of how they work as a team. Are they willing to help each other? If they don't get put in the spot that they want to be, does that instantly change their attitude and their demeanor? And so I'm looking for well-rounded women, but have maturity and also are willing to work well together as a team. During that afternoon of learning those routines, we're also putting every single one of them through a personal interview. And we're trying at that point to understand their personalities, but also their maturity levels, their professionalism, because if they make this team, they're going to be out. They're going to be on radio. They're going to be on TV. They're going to be in community, different types of events, and we need to know that they can represent themselves as well as our team, as well as our organization, and as well as the Hunt family to the best of their abilities. They're going through a night that's exciting, and they have their family and friends there, and they're cheering and they're celebrating everything that they've done. But all at the same time, they're being judged and they're being scored. The veterans that were here really came in, I think, wanting to just prove that they should still be on this team and that they have something to offer. They wanted to make sure they were the right kind of leaders, the right kind of people to lead our rookies for the rest of this year and to do it in the right way. Whether they were speaking, whether they were in their photo shoot, they were just great examples of what we want our team to be. And that's what made me incredibly proud. As we move into finals, you think about all the people that have been cut through this process. You know, we start with a really large amount of women. You know, you make a cut at the end of prelims, you make a cut at the end of semifinals, and now we're down roughly to about 65 women. Really, any of these 65 could be on our team. Now you're looking at 34. What's the right mix? They need to come to the table just showing everything that they have to give and offer to this team. My advice is always, you know, I need you to be real and honest and just do your very best, whatever that is that day. And if you're meant to be on this team, then you're going to be on it. When it's all said and done, and when we launch it out onto kcchiefs.com for everyone to see, and that's actually the very first time the girls see it as well. So you can imagine them waiting all day long, refresh, refresh, to see who's gonna make our team. And if their face shows up, then they're on the team. And if their face doesn't, then it's not their year. The second that night's over, then it's like, all right, now we got work to do, because now we got a team, and now we got to get them up and running, and we have poster shoot coming, we have a calendar shoot coming. That part's done, but game on for the rest of the season. From the second now that we've stepped here, we're game on. You are literally, from this point forward, representing our team and organization. Watch out for each other, help each other.
All right, let's change it up.
Give us another post.
Chiefs Kingdom is brought to you by Farmland. Passion for pork since 1959. Bud Light, the sure sign of a good time. Here we go. And the University of Kansas Hospital, the official health care provider of the Chiefs.
Haley, this is my third year as a Kansas City Chiefs cheerleader, so this is my third calendar trip. And this year I was really excited to come to St. Thomas because I've heard this island is picture perfect. I found out I was shooting the first evening at 4 a.m. at the airport when I arrived for a flight. My reaction at first was instant nerves. I felt really nervous to jump off of a plane and jump straight into hair and makeup.
For us, it's get going. Literally the second we arrived in St. Thomas, because we knew we had only X amount of hours to get four shots in this evening before we lost the sun.
Where are we going?
4230.
I didn't even get to check into my room. I threw my suitcase in a friend's room and grabbed my suit and ran straight to hair and makeup. Once I was in there, I felt a little more calm because hair and makeup was so reassuring that everything would look fine. But then as soon as you're all done up, then becomes the waiting time for your actual shot. So then your nerves start to set in again.
So as we go through the evening, for Monday, we're shooting four girls. You want to stay focused on the girl that you're shooting that moment, but always in the back of your mind, you're thinking, I got X amount of time, sun's going.
Waiting for the other shoots to be complete, my mind started just filling with all kinds of thoughts. I was thinking, what more could I have done? Should I be working out right now?
You probably should go like even farther in. Shake your hair just a little bit.
Once we started shooting, I, in my head, was thinking I had maybe 15 to 20 minutes.
Regardless of how long it takes us, the sun is only gonna be there for X amount of time. You could put your legs together, or you could separate them. Whichever allows you to arch.
That's gonna allow her to arch and now twist a little bit towards me.
For Steve and I, it's watch that watch. But then at the same time, you can't rush something. You got to make sure that everything is done right, that Haley is set in the perfect way, and that we're getting the right shots. Chest towards your right.
And pull your right arm back a little bit.
It's gorgeous. It's gorgeous. It's stressful, but at the same sense, the adrenaline is kicking in. Kind of makes it for a really exciting night because as that sun is ticking down, you know you got to get the best shot, and we did. Just stand there and go like this.
That's it.
That's a wrap. Day one. Sunrise shots are some of the most beautiful, but they're kind of the most chaotic.
It's definitely an early morning. You gotta get a lot of coffee in to get yourself pumped and ready to go, because that's an early start. I'm not much of a morning person.
Hi, good morning, are you awake?
It means for our girls, very early wake-up calls. Hair and makeup is typically 3 a.m. Our crew is all loading up in the vans and getting ready. We have a set time that we must depart from the hotel, and we cannot be late. It's not a straight shot to a beach. We're dealing with hills and kind of wavy roads.
Getting a little nauseous, and it was dark, and we were on the left side of the road. I was holding on to the handle up top.
You know, in some cases for us, it's a 20-minute, 25-minute, 30-minute drive to get there, and you got to allow yourself time to get there, not get lost, not have any traffic. So it's an adrenaline rush for us, but it's awesome. Not yet. You know, we try to plan. We do a lot of work up front before we ever come down here. We had a specific place that we felt really good. We knew we wanted to go there. We scheduled it for our sunrise. And then when we got there, it wasn't quite what we thought it was going to be.
We had mountains surrounding us and the scenery was beautiful, but the sun wasn't coming up necessarily the way they wanted it to come across. And the amazing bay looked more like a lake.
It wasn't that it was a bad place. It was just the sun didn't come up in the way that we thought it was going to. And so in the middle of that shot, we just stopped. We said, no more. Let's go find a new place. So as we moved to that next location, you know, the thing that caught our eye was, one, it was the way the sun was already shining into the water. When the sun hits the water in the right kind of way, it literally turns it turquoise, teals. It's amazing. But then what was unique about this one is you had these piercing black rocks. And so as we're looking at our colors of our swimsuits or even the colors of our girls' hair, it was like, what girl would really stand out in that location? We knew Summer would be the perfect shot because of her gold swimsuit. You know, she's got this metallic gold. It's beautiful. It's shining. When the sun hits it, it glows. Perfect fit. The hardest part is, how do you get her out there? Don't let her get soaking wet, not fall, because her hair is gorgeous. It might be easier to come this way. Here, come this way. Come on.
I'm not a very graceful person, so it was interesting because I was in flip-flops and the rocks were covered in algae and sea urchins. And I was basically told, here's your rock, get to it, don't touch any sea urchins.
Oh, that's kind of a big step.
You can do it. I gotcha.
Okay, I'll
put
my
knee. Okay.
It probably took longer getting to my spot than the actual shoot because I'm not very graceful, and it took a while, but I had like four different people helping me.
You know, Summer is a pro. She's been around for a long time, and we don't typically give her anything easy. We put her in those shots because we know she can handle it. And you know, she struggled getting through those rocks trying to climb and get into spot, and we put her in some positions that were not comfortable, but from a camera's eye were stunning. So it's one of those moments where you just have to be able to, you know, deal with it and deal with it well, and that's what she does brilliantly. The best part of the week, hands down, is on Thursday afternoon. We send everybody down onto the beach, our sponsors, all the cheerleaders, and we have two former Chiefs players with us. So Kevin Lockett and Keith Cash. And then we also had Mitch Holtis with us.
This is what we're talking about. This is going to be the Bob Sutton cover two man under defense. That's what we're going to run. We got great kids.
And the three of them, they divide out our team. So they go through some drills, they kind of learn some of their plays, and then you want to talk about some competitive women? Well, there it is.
Hot!
These girls, they don't want to lose. They are winners. Hands down, even though we said no tackling, I think I saw some tackling on that beach. It was an awesome afternoon to really kind of just finish up the trip.
Chiefs on three. One, two, three. Chiefs!
Chiefs Kingdom is brought to you by Farmland, passion for pork since 1959. Bud Light, the sure sign of a good time. Here we go. And the University of Kansas Hospital, the official health care provider of the Chiefs.
Jenna's brilliant. She is phenomenal in the calendar. She's been on this team a long time. And so the expectation is that it's going to be amazing. So we started on Wednesday with what we thought was going to be the perfect spot, but we knew it could be so much better. And that's why we all knew, she agreed, that we needed to reshoot again.
We'll definitely be taking you tomorrow morning as well to St. John.
Okay.
So just so you know.
Okay. Immediately, it was just a weight lifted off my shoulders. I've heard so many great things about St. John, and the fact that I would be one of the four that got to go, I was just so excited.
We had heard a lot about St. John, and so we had made arrangements. We were going to take a ferry.
Oh my gosh, this is quite an experience.
This is fun.
Thank you. Wow, this is crazy.
We're
on.
It was a little rocky as far as motion sickness goes for a lot of us, but it's all a part of the experience.
I'm on a boat! I'm on a boat!
When you hit Thursday, after so many days of shooting, you get tired. Like, all of us get really tired. But it was like once that ferry pulled into St. John and we saw how amazing it was, I think all of us were like, all right, let's go.
We were going through all of these hills and rocks, and as soon as we pulled up to our chute, it was breathtaking.
And you see this beautiful white sand, turquoise teal blue water, these amazing sailboats in the background. You see all these islands, tons of islands, and it just created this picturesque look unlike anything we've had so far.
Well, we're not gonna have, we wanna be done before the sun's there.
Okay, well then let's go. Who do you wanna go first?
I think we start right over there in the big hunk of shade.
Jenna?
On the beach, rocks, blue, blue, blue.
Okay, Jenna!
I got out of the van and we walked down. They positioned me in the beach with the clear, clear green water behind me. And it was so cool because I had this amazing boat located right behind me and my swimsuit was white. So this white swimsuit with the white boat and the green water was just absolutely stunning.
Yeah, that's awesome. Make sure Arrowhead's in the middle.
Yeah, that's amazing.
That's amazing. This is way better than yesterday. I can tell you after shooting St. John, I know without a doubt, it's going to be one of the most amazing photos she's ever had. It is stunning.
That's awesome.
Night and day.
Yay.
It's really, really good.
Yeah, thanks, I feel great. That's awesome. Think back, this calendar experience, it makes me really proud and really thankful. And I think through all the people that it takes to pull this off. It's not one person, whether it's Steve the photographer, whether his assistant Tamalee, four amazing production guys that are with us, our three hair and makeup that are brilliant and work tirelessly, to the 34 girls that in some cases sat in their swimsuits and their hair and makeup for 10 hours. I think when it's all said and done, we all truly love what we do. And so when I look back and reflect on this week, I think that's the thing that makes me the most proud, is just everyone pouring their heart and souls into something that we're all going to be really proud of in the end when it comes out.